Matt Greenwood kicking off KJS Sports Talk with a little boys soccer talk, more specifically the DeSoto Dragons. I'm joined by 8th-year head coach Nate Reiser. KJS Sports Talk, of course, powered by your local McDonald's, where breakfast is tasty. They do it fast. Your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. It's just another great reason to wake up, go to McDonald's, and eat the things you love. So I got that mention out of the way, and now we can focus our attention on Coach Reiser and the DeSoto Dragons heading into 2019. Coach, I think the storyline is returning starters Chase Reichmuth and Bradley Hunt, your second and third best goal scorers, behind, of course, your son Nick, who has moved on to college now. But let's talk about Chase and Bradley first off, a couple of sophomores this year that are obviously very good kids for your program.
They are wonderful. Chase, having conversations with people that have been around DeSoto soccer for a while, and my assistant coach just having graduated from DeSoto and played with some guys in the past, we always had the conversation, is this the best player ever from DeSoto? And there's, you know, a couple names that always hang out there, one being Chase's brother, who's in the talk. But, man, this kid is it's unbelievable. It is just fun to watch him at practice because he's so fluid on the ball. And for the guys that play against him, they make them look bad. He makes them look bad. But they know that he also makes them a better player. So my defender's always like, I try to match up with Chase every time I can because I know it's only going to make me better. It's true because he's just one of those rare, phenomenal talents that I'm very excited about. And then Bradley is in the off season decided to put on, I don't know how many pounds, 40. He was a tiny little freshman last year, and he is a beast of a sophomore this year. So he's still just as quick. He's still good on the ball. He's just now not going to get moved off the ball. So two great players that did things in the off season that should make them even better.
All right, very well. Man, 40 pounds, that does seem a little absurd. Maybe 30, Coach? Maybe 30?
I don't know. He's a specimen. he enjoys wrestling, so he definitely put some weight on, and it's muscle. It's not, you know, he definitely changed from a freshman, little freshman, to, he used to wear number 8, and I think that's in our jerseys with medium, and he says, Coach, I can't wear that anymore. It won't fit. So he's now number 18.
All right. Very good. I guess positionally speaking, with Nick, your son, moving on and being the go-to forward for the program, how does that shuffle things for you with Bradley and Chase?
Well, I tried to move Chase into that spot, but it's not his personality. It doesn't fit him. He doesn't like it, honestly. He keeps moving away from that responsibility. So last year we had Tyler Dutton, who played a little bit early on and then had some hip issues. And so we lost him for a big chunk of the middle. And we were excited about him last year, but that hip issue kind of took away a lot of games, a lot of time. And so Tyler's better suited for that role. So he'll take that main striker role, allow Chase to move up and down the wing a little bit more. And with Bradley's size, we just shifted him right back to center mid last year. I think I used him at the other wing. He was smaller and quick, and it worked well for him, but now he can control the middle of the field, and he's not going to be bodied off. He's not going to, you know, he can handle the banging that sometimes happens in the middle of the soccer field. So it'll be nice to see him there.
All right, very well, Coach. You graduated 7 seniors, almost returned just as many. Why don't you go down that list of guys you have coming back for you, and kind of what you like about the senior group?
Okay, obviously Tyler Dutton, the one I talked about already. He's a senior and he looks good. Nice to have him back and playing. He likes to run down the field. He's not going to throw a lot of moves and do a lot of fancy footwork. He just wants to take off, and that's great for that top striker position. And then in the middle of the field with Bradley will be Brian Emmons. And Brian's been playing center mid for 4 years, so he knows the job. He knows what it takes. He's honestly a true defensive mid. That fits his personality, so it'll be nice to have him in there. And then we have Mitchell Blanchard that, depending on what formation I run, if I run 3 in the middle or if I run 2, Mitchell will either slide to the middle or he'll slide to outside mid. And he's Again, four-year player, very tall, long legs, which is good and bad. It's great when he's defending. It's challenging when he's got the ball because he a lot of times loses it in that distance. But great kid. He'll be one of our captains this year, as will Tyler Dutton. And let's see, who else we have? Josh Smith came back. He started really last year. So he was fairly new to playing, and he was just, athletic and older, which a lot of times in soccer, at least around here, a lot of guys got to use younger players, and to have somebody older like Josh and bigger kind of helped. So him being a senior, he's a little bit more mature and understands the game and what we want to do, so that's nice. And he'll play kind of the other outside mid. And then I have two defenders that are seniors, Colby Henry and Austin Kingsland. And those two kind of caught a few minutes here and there in the past. And so they'll have to carry a little bit more of the workload. But pretty good group of seniors this year. Great kids and smart. And they understand what we try to do because they've been in the program for a while. So it'll be exciting to see them step up and see what they do.
All right, good deal, Coach. Goalkeeping is always it's always a big piece of the puzzle in soccer. You got to have a good goalkeeper. Sean Brooks was it for you last year. This year, though, kind of a toss-up. I know we're about a week and change away from the start of the season, so who's earned that goalkeeper spot for you this year?
Well, I've got a young man that played some field, some goals. We did a little bit of both. Last year, his name's Zach Keck, and spent a lot of time with him in the off season trying to work on getting him ready for goalkeeping because I had a senior returner that decided not to play and focus on some other things in life. So Zach's kind of stepping up to the job, and I noticed little things that he's going to struggle with this year, just kind of getting the hang of it. But he's a baseball player, plays catcher, so he understands how to read a game, understands how to read the flight of the ball, things like that. So he'll do all right. He'll do well, I'm sorry. And one I guess I'm excited about is I got a little freshman that came in this year that's a true goalkeeper, loves it, and is very, very good. So it'll be fun to see him. His name's Hunter Gertzkin. His brother graduated last year. And Hunter, I think in the next 2 years, as he develops, will start to challenge Zach, and that's going to be good for both of them.
Yeah, that will be good for both of them. And I remember Dietrich Gertzkin, just because it's a funky name, but I believe it was like, I think maybe two baseball seasons ago, DeSoto was at St. Pius, and it was like a cold day. It was very windy. It was very cloudy as well, and he came in to pitch. I don't remember if he started or if he came in relief, but I remember kind of looking at that name for the very first time and just being like, oh boy, I'm in trouble here. So I said, Dietrich Gertzkin. And in true story, I believe it was his mother or someone reached out to me and said, hey, thanks for getting his name right. So so you got another Gertzkin to deal with this year. So that's great for you.
It is. And in the future, it might be great for you because you'll get a second one right.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's... Hunter's a good kid. It's going to be fun to watch him. He's very talented at goalkeeping, and that's what he enjoys doing. So we'll see what he looks like in a few years.
Yeah. All right, awesome. Coach, I like to, the best I can, if I can remember to do so, to ask about the schedule. I know it's sort of a game-by-game process, and you know, it's mixing and matching and figuring things out before the district tournament, you know, in a couple of months after the season begins. So I'm asking you to kind of take a leap with me and jump into some of the matchups that you feel will be nice and challenging for your group this year.
Well, thankfully we start out pretty easy. I kind of adjusted that a few years back, shortly after I got started here, just to kind of give us some filler games, especially before they had the time of jamborees. Kind of followed the college football mentality where you get a couple games that you know you can handle and compete in and you'll do well in. And so we've got a couple of those early on. But then I think probably our fourth or fifth game is Hillsborough, and that's always a challenge. So that'll be probably the first real test for us to see where we're at as far as districts, conference, all of it. Because I think Hillsborough will come back. I mean, they're always a strong program with Chris Schott over there. I think that's test number one. And then shortly after that, I think somewhere around the middle of the season, probably one of the bigger challenges will be Perryville. I remember they were pretty strong last year, and I don't think they graduated much. So probably one of the bigger challenges for everybody this year is going to be Perryville. And I expect they'll do well. Other than that, I'm kind of curious to see some other programs that have been strong in the past that look like they graduated a lot, like North Counties and Pius lost a number of good players last year, so it'll be interesting to see them. The one I think that will give us trouble this year maybe a little bit, but next year and really the year after that will be Festus. They have a really nice, strong group of freshmen, so it'll be interesting the next couple of years to see what they do and as they develop.
All right. Well, that is a great breakdown, so thanks for doing that for us.
Yeah.
Coach Reiser, if you wouldn't mind, just we'll sort of wrap things up here with your final thoughts on heading into 2019 and I guess the message to those DeSoto Dragon soccer fans that will be following you guys this year.
I think the thing I'm most excited about is what's below the current team. This is the first year I had 19 or 20 freshmen come out. So, and not just guys that want to play, it's guys that have played. So it's almost like you can see a kind of a corner turning where in the past we had guys that came out that were just athletic. Clayton Patterson's a good example. He was a basketball kid that turned into a soccer player. I have fewer of those and more guys that grew up playing soccer. So it'll be interesting. Interesting the next 2-3 years to watch some of these guys kind of take over some varsity time. I've got a couple freshmen I think that'll be on the field quite a bit this year, if not 3 or 4 of them. So there's some good young talent coming into DeSoto, which is very exciting.
All right. Well, Coach Reiser, as always, I appreciate you returning my texts and calls and all that stuff, and glad to have you on the show here this afternoon. And looking forward to following you and the rest of the Jefferson County schools in boys soccer this year.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate all you do over there at the radio, man.
Not a problem. Glad to do it. That is 8th-year head coach Nate Reiser of the DeSoto boys soccer program joining us here on KJS Sports Talk.